What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, Coach Brian Baroni, SIUE Cougars on the bus right now here to Tennessee Tech with me. Coach, good to talk to you again. Brian, how's things up there with you guys and the Cougars, man?
It's going great now that I'm on the Zoom with you, man. We're doing good. We just had a big game last night, and we turn around right away. We're driving down to Tennessee Tech and have another game tomorrow. So it's just, I'm living the life of you for at least a week.
Yeah, I hear that, man. Hey, you know, man, 16-8 on the year, which is great in the mid-range conference. 10-1 at home, 8-4 in a tough OVC. So, Brian, how happy are you with this team and how it has grown over this season from workouts to now, man?
I told the guys about a week ago, and then we just kind of in the theme of it, just the joy I have being around this group of guys. They, every day. We're not perfect every day. We struggle at times. There's no doubt about it. But every day when we go to the court, there's like a genuine joy. Like we're out there kind of together. So I think our growth has been a huge part of our growth has been because of that togetherness. We've had some pretty big injuries. Arguably two guys that could log heavy minutes, starter type of guys that have been out for quite a while. My 7-footer's been out for the last 7-8 games. And, it's been kind of the next guy has stepped up. So it's been our development has been good. The league is the top of the league isn't quite where it was back when Ja was in the league. I mean, Murray State with Ja Morant, now you have a lottery pick, pretty darn good. Belmont, Dylan Windler. But the top of the league's very good. And then the towards the bottom of the league, it's as good as it's ever been. So night in and night out, it's a battle.
No doubt, man. When I go on ESPN and look at the scores, when I get a chance to watch it, I'm like, it's always a close, tight-knit battle, a possession or two here and there. The score may not reflect really how tough the game was, so every night is a dogfight. So your guys have to be prepared every night, have scout discipline. So talk about that part of it, Brian, the preparation, make sure your guys are locked in every night, because in this conference, it's hard to win, as you all know.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the biggest things is, as a coach, it's a fine line. Like, I want to know everything. I want to know every play. Like, I want them to never score, right? I want it to be 75-0, because we think that as coaches we can do that. But I have a really good staff that prepares our game, scouts. You know, like when the last game is over, I already have the next scout on my desk, actually before the game. That previous game, and we do a pretty good job of giving our guys enough information to try to limit what the opponent is going to do best. We try to not overload them. You know, with this particular group, we've really bought into, you know, three or four things that we want to do every game that we're able to do well. And we kind of, sometimes you get like, hey, let's stop this team, and you try to do things that you don't do well. We've tried to this year identify what we do well and how we can stop the other team's, you know, skills by doing what we do well, if that makes sense. And our guys have bought into it.
No, you have a great mindset. That's what we do with the Hawks. Is it's like Quinn goes with concepts of what that we're going to do. Yeah. It's about us. We will adjust off of it in game, but if we have to. But we're going to worry about what we do well, play our system, get our shots, then play our defense, and then we adjust if we have to.
Yeah, no, it is. Like, there's times where you almost don't give your own team enough credit. Like, you know, the same way that we're trying to give the other team so much credit that, hey, this is what they do. This is how they score. And it's like, all right, well, we got to remember, this is what we do. This is how we stop teams. You kind of put your best on best. Like, let's run your play, and we're going to run our defense, and vice versa. And it's hard because you want to control so much as a coach, but you also have to put a lot of trust into your guys just to simply make a play. And I have a group of guys that I trust to be able to do that.
No doubt. And, man, you also played a competitive non-league schedule, Brian. I mean, like, competitive, like, against teams that's really doing well right now. So talk about how important it was for your guys to get tested in the non-league play to get ready for the OVC gauntlet, to be prepared for when you all go to the Ford Center here in March.
Yeah, I like hearing that. Like, we gotta keep winning some games. But, like, I like that's kind of the mindset of our program now, whereas before – it once wasn't. But no, I think when you put the preseason schedule together, you want to put a high quality opponent, but you also do it like kind of logistically in terms of like when games are scheduled. So when you look at our schedule early, we played Indiana, had a day off, played Illinois. Now, obviously, there's some financial implications to that because that's what you do when you play the high majors like that. But we'd also then turn right around and go to Indiana State. And then we had a quick tournament and then Western Michigan. So we followed that at the end with another road game. So we played seven games in 15 days. It wasn't something I wanted, but it was something that I knew that when we had seen our conference schedule, we were going to be able to reference now. So right now, like, we've just had, by tomorrow, we will have four games in 8 days. I don't know why our conference doesn't necessarily, but that's how they chose to do the schedule. So we wanted to emulate that in the early in the season, and we had some success. So we were able to kind of tap into that, this past week about, hey guys, we've already done this once. You know, we prepared ourselves logistically, and then we had quality opponents. Indiana State, obviously, going to Illinois, going to Indiana. You're in some dogfights every night early, and now we are again late.
No doubt, man. It's all about that rest and recovery, and that goes to kind of your strength coaching, how you guys manage your guys. Because, you know, being in the NBA, as you know from your pops as well, man, who you playing the 4 and 5s or 4 and 6s, and he can get to your legs and manage them the right way for sure.
No, I mean, it's a fine line too. It's like, all right, you want to, like, do you practice? Do you walk through? Do you get shots? Is there a mental fatigue? And again, you just keep on tapping into the work that you've done. Hey, listen, this is June and July when we were out there in the sand. This is, you know, when we were getting up early in the preseason just simply to, you know, test our mental. And, you know, we're able to then, as a coach, you got to really be able to pull back. Because I remember as a player years, like, you know, 100 years ago when I played, there was a fatigue at times. But you also had a lot in your tank. So it's just it's a fine line of trying to read your guys, trust your guys. And one of the things that I've had the luxury of doing is we've had really good retention in a time of no retention. So I'm able to have this conversation with Rayshon Taylor and Des Polk, who have been with me for 5 years. Like, hey, guys, are you guys going to lock in on a walkthrough? Do we need to guard a little bit today? And they've actually sometimes said, no, let's guard live a little bit. And that to me is, you know, the where you want your team to be.
And like you said, Brian, you're big on relationships, man. In this new culture of transactional behavior, relationship people still matter, man. That's who really matters the most. Like, guys know that you're really in their corner, and it's about you care about them as people, not just somebody to help you get big W's. It's really like you care about them down and 40 years later, not just for right now, the time they're with you.
I think what you got to do is make a decision as a coach now. Like, what is your intent with your team every year? Are you just going to recycle? You know, get really good players, have a system that they can come together very quick, and then you just kind of anticipate leaving, and then you live in that kind of like next, you know, the next phase every, you know, hey, well, I got to get, you know, 13, 14 new guys next year. And some people can live in that world. For me, that's not why I got into coaching. Like I like the Thanksgiving dinners. I like the white elephant over Christmas. I like the ability to have someone come into your office and say, hey, you know, my grandma needs me, you know, or she's not feeling great, or because I have the relationship and understand, you know, who their grandma is. To me, you know, it's scary because as a coach, you know, you're kind of the easy target at times right now, right? Like, you know, if your team's not having a lot of success, you know, it's like, hey, we can just get a, you know, we can just revamp in a year. But, you know, I've been fortunate to kind of stay true to what I feel I'm best at, which is, you know, relationships, getting to know guys, help develop them and care for them. And I've been given the time to do that. And that's been really a luxury right now. And I'm lucky to have it.
100%, man, especially in this environment where I talked to the Campbell coach, Coach McGinn. He's been there 12 years. I'm like, you've been there in this environment 12 years. I can't. Tell us your secret.
That, you know, no kidding. I mean, seriously, like I was a kid growing up in this. My dad was at Bradley. So when I was alive, my dad was at Bradley for like 7 years. Then he was at Creighton for 6 years. Then he was at Texas A&M for 8 years. Like for me, like I was a coach's son that bounced around a little bit, but not as much as like you kind of know in coaching. Like he stayed long at places, you know, considering, you know, the nature of this business. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be here 8 years. And, you know, I think you got to surround yourself by the right kind of people. I think you got to, obviously you got to develop guys and win. I mean, that helps obviously keep your job. But you know, you got to be in a situation where you appreciate the now, and you're not always looking for that next thing because that's daunting and that can be all consuming. And if I'm thinking about the what if, I'm definitely wasting time on the now with this group of guys. And that's not fair to them. It's not fair to my family. It's not fair to these guys. So you try to do that. Like, you get caught up in the what if at times, no doubt about it. But yeah, longevity in this business is a luxury as well.
100%. And man, you're doing a good job with your guys sharing the ball, man. Talk about that importance for your guys being sharing that sugar per se, not getting stagnant, spacing the flow out the right way, and making defense worry about multiple guys, not just keying in on one or two guys and try to pack the defense that way.
You know, I'm going to use that tomorrow. I'm going to talk about sharing the sugar tomorrow. We got to dig deep tomorrow at Tennessee Tech. Yeah, that was a huge focus of us this offseason. I've always had really good I've been fortunate to have good guards around me that can go get a bucket. Rayshon Taylor's the school's all-time leading scorer. But he's a very good, like, he's a floor general. Like, he could really do more than just kind of navigate with the bounce. Historically, I've kind of been ball dominant. I just didn't like – I thought for our program to take the next step, we needed to have more movement and basically, you know, a level of togetherness offensively – where you couldn't be game playing quite as well against. And that was a huge focus of us, some off-ball movement, sharing the ball. We do, you know, we chart every shot after every game, you know, where the shot is in the shot clock, if it was contested or uncontested. And our guys really bought into that. You don't want to take a lot of those contested shots at 24 to 10 seconds on the shot clock because that means you're not really trusting your teammates' movement, things like that. Where we struggle is when we do that. And I think it started really probably last May when we were kind of putting our roster together. We said, okay, this has got to be more of a movement type of team. And like Rayshon Taylor's probably averaging more points than he ever has. And he's probably averaging more assists than he ever has because of it.
No doubt. He's also shooting the ball well from three, over 34% from downtown. So, which speaks to that spacing as well as moving the ball, because if you move the ball, get him in rotation, you don't get an open shot on the back end one way or another.
So, yeah. I mean, you got to – you don't want to be like – you know, it's nice to have an open shot every once in a while, right? You don't have to always, like, hit that challenge shot. You know, you got to tap into those just a few times a game. But, you know, it also helps with your offensive rebound. If they're in constant rotations – then they don't have the ability to really find who they need to rebound all the time. So if you do miss the shot, you're flying in from the perimeter, which we need to do a better job of, but we've been doing a little bit better as a play. And then at the end of the day, like when everyone's touching the ball, everyone's a little happier and you're willing to, it almost activates you on the defensive end.
Oh,
like,
yes.
All right, I was involved. Like, yeah. So it's you know, from that regard, it's like, yeah, I just want to touch it. Just let me touch the ball real quick. I'll give it back. I promise. I'll give it back to you, and then we're all happy again.
Hey, testament from here. Hey, if I got the ball, a corner three, I got to take a shot. I just put it hard on the floor. I sure did, Coach. I'm a living testament of that. If I got the ball, I gave more effort on the floor.
I respect that. You know who you were.
Yeah, yes, indeed. 100%, man. And you're doing a good job as well, limiting turnovers as well, valuing the ball. As my dad would always say, he was coaching in high school, you have the whole program in your hands. So take care of that ball. So talk about limiting that turnovers on 11 per game, doing a good job of that.
Yeah, that, you know, and I think part of it is because we're putting ourselves in position to have, you know, we're not holding on to the ball too long. We're now those, you know, those passes are a little bit more challenged. The willingness to give up the ball early allows you to not be in as many pressure situations. And then we have some really good guards. Brian Taylor has really, really developed into a premier guard in this league. Ray has been, you know, a guard in this league for the last four years on the court, for 5 years with me. And I think, you know, when you can kind of simplify it, give it to some people, that Declan Dillon is a fifth-year kid from Winona State that is his turnover ratio almost 3-1 up in the Division II Winona State, very well coached by Todd Eisner up there. Actually played for my dad at Creighton. And so, you know, when you put a team together, you're looking at guys that value the ball and value winning. And I think that's been good, you know, so far for us this season.
Last one for you, Brian. Tell me what you seen on film from John Pelfrey and his guys at Tennessee Tech, and what you got to prepare for tomorrow in Cookeville, man.
Yeah, he does a really good job. You know, if you look at his teams over the last few years, I feel like they kind of find themselves as the season goes on, which some teams lose themselves. And he does a good job of simplifying, in my opinion. They shoot the three very well. They're averaging right around 10 makes a game. I think they lead the league in assists. They have a couple versatile players that are kind of matchup, you know, 6'5 to 6'8 guys that can space you a little bit, but also can take you down low with a level of physicality. And they cut really well without them. So, you know, coach does a good job down there. He's always had his guys prepared. I know they have, I think, 6 out of 8 at home down the stretch. They just won, I think, 3 or 4 on the road in a row right now. So they're finding themselves. They're getting healthy with their whole roster kind of back. Well, I don't want to say their whole roster, but I know, you know, one of their main guys back that wasn't there a few weeks ago. So it's going to be a dogfight. We're on a 7.5-hour bus ride right now. And we had a late game last night, a pretty big women's game before us, went to overtime. So we'll get there. We'll stop in Nashville, do a little walkthrough, continue on to Cookeville, and shoot and tip it up tomorrow.
I hear that, man. Well, Brian, you're definitely living the NBA life this week, man. I appreciate you joining me from the bus, man. Yeah. I wish y'all up tomorrow. Yeah, hope we're talking tomorrow after you win the championship.
We got that NBA bus life is what we got. We got the old NBA, but I wouldn't have it any other way. No, I appreciate it. We got a group of guys here. What are we doing? We're hanging out. I'm coaching basketball. How lucky am I?
No doubt, man. Brian, always good talk to you, my brother. Hope to see you soon, man.
No, thank you. I appreciate you. Always pulling for you.
Thanks. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.